KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy with a high of 58. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds issued a disaster proclamation Wednesday in response to the flooding and flash flooding events that began March 13th and continue. The governor's proclamation allows state resources to be utilized to respond to and recover from the effects of the severe weather and activates the Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program for qualifying residents, along with the Disaster Case Management Program for these two new counties, Audubon and Marshall. With the addition of those two counties, the governor has issued proclamations for 43 counties impacted by the recent flooding. Other area counties include Adair, Crawford, Dallas, Fremont, Guthrie, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, and Shelby. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday that Buck Creek Road within the city limits from 2nd Street and the compost site near the Shelburg Recreation Area are now open. The street and site were closed March 15th due to flood damage. The Shelburg Rec area itself and the dog park remain closed, as is Iowa Avenue, Clark Street, North Chestnut Street, just south of Iowa Avenue in Atlantic. The Atlantic City Council held a brief meeting Wednesday evening during which they paid special recognition to the Atlantic High School state wrestling team and coaches. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones.
You guys do a lot of good jobs and a lot of good things, and hopefully you kind of put that to your classmates. You know, be involved and get things done, and then become better citizens when you get up the road that way.
The 2019-2020 squad finished with a perfect 20-0 dual record, a Hawkeye 10 conference dual and tournament title, and a John J. Harris wrestling tournament championship. Their coaches include Chase Roller, head junior high wrestling coach and volunteer high school assistant coach, Tucker Weber, assistant high school coach, Don Killian, volunteer assistant, and Matthew Williamson, high school volunteer assistant. The council approved an order accepting an amendment for the Community Attraction and Tourism, or CAT, grant between the State of Iowa's Enhanced Iowa Board and the City Council. The grant for $175,000 is for ongoing park development at the Shelburg Recreation Area and Campground. Following a public hearing, the council tabled the first reading of an ordinance vacating and conveying a portion of an alley within the City of Atlantic. That reading will take place during the council's next regular meeting, while an easement is prepared for Atlantic Municipal Utilities as they had requested. In his report, City Administrator John Lund said the drafts of both union agreements are done, and the International Operators or Public Works Union appears to be happy with the language of their agreement.
Still negotiating on deductible language with AFSCME, that's our police union, but hopefully we can come to a compromise, and I'm hoping that we can get those on the April 3rd agenda. Also working on our land sale and housing incentive policy, and I think we could probably get that on the April 3rd agenda as well.
In addition, Lund clarified some misconceptions with regard to the airport.
I received an email about this and an angry anonymous letter, so I wanted to double clarify this, that the airport's runway and taxi lane rehab project, that was for $2.190 million. Property taxpayers in Atlantic are not on the hook for a dime of that. That's the engineering and the construction would all be done through a supplemental appropriation from the FAA. Actually, they encouraged us to apply for this grant, but if we don't receive the grant, the project is not going to happen, and we'll move on to other projects.
In other business, the council approved the reappointment of Joyce Jensen to the Board of Adjustment and Judd Manili to the AMU Board. The mayor, however, is still looking for two women to gender balance the Planning and Zoning Commission, since Jennifer Miller has opted not to take the job once her term expires April 1st. Originally, Miller had expressed interest in continuing to serve on that commission. Elsewhere in the news this morning, a traffic stop in Adams County at around 10:40 p.m. on Wednesday resulted in the arrest of a passenger in the vehicle. 38-year-old Angela Meese of Bedford was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia following a search of the vehicle. Meese's bond was set at $1,300. In the funeral announcements, Verla Fulton, age 93, of Oakland, died March 15th. Graveside services for Verla Fulton will be on Friday, tomorrow at 10:30, at the Thurman Cemetery in Thurman. Les Hills Funeral Home of Carson has arrangements. Sarah Elizabeth Liz Kalbaugh, age 79, of Stewart, died March the 6th. A celebration of life for Liz Kalbaugh will be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Dennis Carstens, age 76, of Osceola and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Dennis Carstens will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Dorothy Kenkel, age 80, of Erling, died Monday in Omaha. A mass of Christian burial for Dorothy Kenkel will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Cody McIntyre, age 37, of Des Moines and formerly of the Stuart and Menlo areas, died March the 4th. A gathering of family and friends for Cody Charles McIntyre will be on Saturday from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart. Harold Rush, age 74, who's formerly of the Atlantic and Walnut areas, died Monday at the Tabor Manor. Memorial services for Harold Rush will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Crawford Marshall Funeral Chapel in Tabor. Lois Nelson, age 79, of Atlantic, died March 16th in Colorado. Graveside services for Lois Nelson will be Saturday at 2:30 in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Eleanor Hoover, age 81, of Atlantic, died March the 9th. Memorial services for Eleanor Hoover will be on Sunday at 1 o'clock in the Atlantic High School. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Robert Bob Vogesser, age 90, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Bob Vogesser will be next Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kevin Sprague, age 53, of Casper, Wyoming, died Tuesday. Celebration of life services for Kevin Sprague will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan, actually, it's on has the arrangements, and that's Saturday, March the 30th, not this coming Saturday. And Ronnie Paulson, age 74, of Anita, died Tuesday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab. Services for Ronnie Paulson are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic, or in Anita. And a Geraldine Lee Schubert, age 75, who's formerly of the Anita and Wyota areas in Bellevue, Nebraska, died March the 4th in California. Services for Geraldine Schubert will be held later this month at St. James Catholic Church in Petaluma, California. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.